news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome to it. It is the Valentine's Day edition of FM Talk 106.5's Mobile Mornings. I don't know exactly how different it'll be. A little more love in the air, maybe. And the high today around 70, says Dr. Bill. 38 now. We'll get more from his forecast right after the ride in. Here's the lovely traffic report with Kane. Go for it, Kane.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, it's a start to love on this Valentine's Day. So far, accident-free conditions continue as you're traveling now from the 65 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. No delays, no accidents, and a good ride across the Bayway. Already you've got school buses traveling. Watch for them in the school zones. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call for tickets at 461-1USA. Go Jag. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Well, looks nice for today for Valentine's Day. A little rain in the mix by the time we get to tomorrow. More details from Dr. Bill coming up at around 6:38. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. What better way to say happy Valentine's Day to you and yours than to gift you with a new approval rating poll courtesy of the Morning Consult? When it comes to President Trump, 58% of Alabama residents approved of the job our commander-in-chief is doing. The state of Alabama's approval rating of Mr. Trump is the third highest in the nation. The state of Wyoming rates the president's approval rating at 63%, and West Virginia rates Mr. Trump at 60%. Now, on the flip side, 38% of Alabamians, they disapproved of the job Mr. Trump is doing. Overall, the president's net approval rating was down double digits in every state when comparing January of 2019 to January of 2017. Her son is accused of killing Mobile police officer Sean Tudor, and now 38-year-old Tiffany Perez has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of filing a false police report. According to police, Tiffany Perez is accused of concocting a story about her son Marco Perez being kidnapped in hopes that this false report would enable him to avoid being arrested on an active warrant. Well, just days after that, Marco Perez is accused of killing 31-year-old Officer Sean Tudor and now faces capital murder charges with the possibility of the death penalty. Tiffany Perez is scheduled back in court April the 4th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better products. prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A standoff early this morning in West Mobile. An armed man ran into the woods near Schillinger Road and Tanner Williams. The man was taken into custody just before 4 o'clock this morning. A home that stood for 119 years burned to the ground in a matter of minutes. State Fire Marshal is investigating, but the owner believes this was no accident.
The electricity was off, nothing was on, it had been cleaned out. Wasn't no trash in it.
Albert Crane says he believes the fire was set by a former tenant, payback for evicting them. An EMT and a paramedic in Okaloosa County were rushed to the hospital after their ambulance collided with a dump truck. This happened Wednesday on Highway 85 near Plimpton Road in Laurel Hill. Everyone is expected to be okay. Pritchard police are looking for a man they say is likely armed and dangerous. Dante Briggs is wanted for questioning in the death of his uncle. The victim, LaVon Anderson, was shot and killed January 30th on First Avenue. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting. Plus, the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
614 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, bringing you the info from Goat Hill before session even gets started. You can go back in the podcast for this week. Hopefully you're already subscribing to our podcast and getting them delivered to your Android or your iPhone. But if not, you can go get them a la carte from our website, fmtalk1065.com. And a couple different ones to point out to listen to this week. Number one, I had a one-hour conversation early in the week. I think that was on Monday with a state rep, District 101, Chris Pringle. He did that before his town hall meeting, walked through issues for 101 and what he would be dealing with in Montgomery starting next month. And then yesterday, in hour number one of Midday Mobile, State Senator Chris Elliott joined me to talk about a pre-filed bill that would end the practice of police planning and fire jurisdiction for municipalities, and a couple of the issues like prisons and the lottery that they're going to be dealing with in Montgomery. Go back and check out those podcasts and get ready for what happens next month as the legislature goes back to work. I'll use that word. Also, speaking of legislature, votes today and tomorrow could avert another partial government shutdown. We'll give you more details on that coming up and what the president's saying about will he or won't he vote for this $1.3 billion in wall funding. And it's also been 1 year to the day since a gunman opened fire inside a Parkland, Florida high school, killing 14 students and three faculty members. More on that from Westwood One's Scott Carr.
Airbus reported a 29.
To get the wrong one there. All right, there we go. Here it is.
Valentine's Day 2018, still in the hearts and minds of many. Speaking at a conference with law enforcement across the country, President Trump took a moment to remember the victims of the Parkland shooting Wednesday.
We cannot imagine the sorrow and suffering the Parkland families have endured. Our entire nation mourns for the victims and their loved ones, and we pledge our unwavering resolve to work with the leaders in this room to secure our nation's schools and everywhere else.
The shooting spurred a nationwide debate on gun control and gun laws in Florida. Just a day after the shooting, students started speaking out.
You can get a gun easier than you can get a car, and guns are very dangerous, more dangerous than cars, and it needs to be controlled.
In the weeks and months after the shooting, high school students across the country held protests and pushed lawmakers for stricter gun laws. Many gun control advocates say the movement has created a shift in gun politics in the U.S. Stoneman Douglas student David Hogg was one of several students who became an advocate for more gun laws.
No matter whether it's 17 people that are killed at our high school or one person that's shot and killed on their way to school, we have to end gun violence in every zip code, in every single part of the United States.
The shooting also prompted school districts to harden schools to keep students safer. Just yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued an executive order designed to improve school safety measures.
When you see some of the things that have happened, not just at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, but through other parts of our state and country, a lot of times people who are committing mass violence, this is not a secret that this is something that could happen.
Steps still being taken by government and education officials. But today, the country remembers the 17 lives lost in the Parkland massacre. I'm Clayton Neville.
All right, 617 FM Talk 1065. One of the items we'll talk about coming up after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. 343-0106. Also on the way this morning, here's something lovely. The FM Talk 1065 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato. And we'll check in with him at around 7:50. Reminder, too, speaking of Captain Bobby, I mentioned it last week. We talked a good bit about it down at the boat show and gave you a chance to get signed up as well for this raffle. Now, here's how it works. Captain Bobby Abrascato, a raffling off a full day's fishing trip for you and two friends, plus a custom-made fishing rod, full tackle box, and a bunch of other goodies. All you do is go to our website. You can click through from there. Our Facebook page, ateamfishing.com. That's Captain Bobby's site. You know, like the 1980s TV show, A-Team, ateamfishing.com, or his Facebook page, and you'll click through, make a donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, any amount, make that donation, and the return receipt email you get when you make that donation is your raffle ticket. We'll do the drawing next month, and one of y'all is going to win a full-day fishing trip for you, two friends, custom rod, tackle box, and other gear, all by just making that donation that you should be doing anyways to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. Check out details on our website. 618 FM Talk 1065. We'll check in with Dr. Bill next.
At Hardee's, we love to surprise people. Not like getting summoned to jury duty or mistaking your backpack for a parachute. Our surprises are good, like adding our delicious loaded omelet biscuit to our 2 for $4 mix and match deal. Choose between our loaded omelet biscuit, our tasty Frisco breakfast sandwich, our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or our savory sausage and egg biscuit. Get any 2 for $4. It's the best kind of surprise. I mean, it's no pulling into a paid parking meter, but it's a close second.
Hardee's, because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Spring is here. You've told me before, planting season. So, Sid, what are people planting out there? What do they do this time of year?
Well, so everyone should be getting a plan together if you're looking to do something this spring. And some of the things that people are planting are new backyards. They want to screen a neighbor off, or they want to fix a drainage problem over in a corner. Maybe they want a new putting green. Maybe they want a new backyard patio. They want a fire pit. Maybe they had a landscape installed a few years ago and they want to light that up. We're doing lots of those types of plans and seeing those things happen. A new entrance, a new walkway, new irrigation. There's just all kinds.
All right. So if we want to get that plan started and then implemented, we need to get in touch with you. How do we do it?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. You can give us a call the old-fashioned way, 251-626-3309, or you can find us at any of our social media outlets. Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, perfect start so far this morning from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the causeway, absolutely quiet. No delays from the 1065 split. Heading northbound from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Also checking in right now with accident-free conditions. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. Get a free quote at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party. Parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Toomey's, the largest selection of Mardi Gras supplies in Mobile and Daphne, and D&K Suit Discounters, your Mardi Gras formal wear headquarters. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. And the ceasefire tech movement is taking over the region because the Southeast and Mid-South can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without the proper resources or training. So ceasefire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, so ceasefire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They also set up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is a foundation for economic development, ceasefire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services to more businesses in our region. The future is out there, and the ceasefire tech movement is leading the way. Join the movement at ceasefire.com/tech movement. On the way, survey, 2,000 ladies were asked to name the top cheesy Valentine's Day gifts they do not want to get. We'll give you these, and if you've procrastinated on your Valentine's Day purchase, maybe save you from making the wrong choice. Do that in just a second. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Their church may have burned to the ground, but the congregation is returning a whopping $25,000 donation. That's because the money came from a casino and the church does not support gambling. The move happening after church members voted to return the money back to Wind Creek Casinos. The pastor of the First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, James Troglin, tells WSFA-TV that church members were, quote, extremely moved by the donation, but the pastor does not support legalized gambling, and church members who share his beliefs thought it would be a conflict to keep that money. The church hopes that whopping donation will instead help others who suffered damage in that January 19th tornado. The casino says it also made donations to another church and the town's police department. No word yet on whether they kept their donations or donated them to another damaged business or structure. Today is Valentine's Day, and if you are blessed to have a Valentine yourself, count yourself as one of the lucky ones, because unfortunately, too many people are going to great lengths to find their forever love as romance scams are on the rise. The Federal Trade Commission has released new numbers that says that they have received more than 21,000 reports of fraud in 2018 for a total of $143 million in losses. The average amount that each victim lost $2,600. Here's how the romance scam works. A person creates an online profile with photos they found online to create attractive and convincing looks. Some of the profiles even use the names or photos of real people and are often posted to dating apps or on social media like Facebook. Once they convince you of their story and you have fallen head over heels in love, then they say they need money, often for a medical emergency or for some other misfortune. Many times they claim they're in the military and stationed abroad, and that's why they can't meet you in person. And another popular excuse, well, they need help with travel costs for a long-awaited visit to their new sweetheart. Here's what the FTC says. Avoid being taken. Don't send money or gifts to someone you don't know. Tell your family members about this new person. Take it slowly and go to ftc.gov/imposters for more information. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And just heads up there. Those profile pictures I have online through the station and social media platforms, I know you would think that it would be a faked up picture and maybe something I got somewhere else from a model or something, but actually me. I know it's shocking. That's actually my picture. All right, so on to our Valentine's Day story here about what people don't want as a gift. Can I get some music there? Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay. It's our Valentine's Day music. Luther is good. Luther Vandross is good. 365, but today, special day. All right, so from the Mirror, UK, 2,000 people surveyed, asked to name the top cheesy gifts that they definitely don't want to get for Valentine's Day. So here they are. Number one, pink furry handcuffs. Where would you get those, by the way? Can you, other than online, where would you get that? And would you buy that and walk out with that product? Number two, a tattoo of their name on their significant other's body. They don't want that. Number three, oh, this is going to be bad news for some of the advertisers out there, a giant teddy bear, because it's useless and where do you put it? All right. Oversized cards with cheesy quotes. So, you know, the big ones that, like, you couldn't even fit in a briefcase. I guess those would be on their list. Huge heart-shaped balloons. They said that don't want heart-shaped balloons. How about that one? I think those are probably pretty popular today. Also on the list, a heart-shaped locket, a giant cookie with I love you written on it, and a heart-shaped box of chocolates. I know. There goes all my gifts I was going to give today. Oh, well, be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man described as law enforcement's strongest person of interest in the stabbing death of a Foley man is now charged with murder. Jeffrey Hickambotham was found stabbed to death inside his Bay Villa apartment October 30th. Nicholas Young was arrested in November for receiving stolen property after investigators connected Young to Hickambotham's stolen SUV, but authorities had not charged him with his death until now. Friends and family of a former BC Rain High School student will gather for a candlelight vigil and balloon release tonight. Nia Savage was shot and killed 2 years ago today at her home on Crenshaw Street in Mobile. Tonight's vigil is set to begin at 6:30 at God of Another Chance Ministries on Houston Street.
We've had a lot of problems with this intersection in the almost 40 years that I've lived here.
A crash in Northwest Florida is bringing attention to what neighbors call a dangerous intersection. A woman and her two children were critically injured in a crash Tuesday on West 10 Mile Road and Stefani Road. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Mardi Gras is here, and D&K Suit Discounters has everything you need to party in style. Tux and tail rentals, sizes 34 to 70, start as low as $69.95. Own a tux from $89 and tails from $99. Or get the costume de rigueur package, including tails, PK shirt, vest, and bow tie for $169.95. Plus a full line of formal accessories, including tux shoes, vests, bow ties, cummerbunds, and cufflink and stud sets. For all your formal and fine menswear needs, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, or online at dnkmobile.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
In Warsaw, Poland, Vice President Mike Pence has just called for European nations to follow President Trump's lead and withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal while urging U.S. allies to back U.S. sanctions. Pence is representing the U.S. at a multi-nation conference on the Middle East, also sending a message about the U.S. pulling troops from Syria.
And very soon, the territory of the ISIS caliphate will be no more.
Back in Washington, the House and Senate are both expected to vote today on the border security compromise that provides just a fraction of the money President Trump is demanding for a border wall. If it doesn't pass, or if Mr. Trump doesn't sign it, key parts of the federal government would start running out of money again this weekend. In southern Washington state, Clark County public health officials have now confirmed 53 cases of measles. They report 47 of the 53 confirmed cases, all but two of whom are kids, were not immunized against the highly infectious disease. Stock futures appear to be continuing the Wall Street rally of the last few days. The Dow is up 88 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
There are many important issues in Alabama today, and none are more important than ensuring our children have loving, nurturing families to care for them. There are more than 6,000 foster children in Alabama who need you to be the difference in their lives. So please join our team for foster children. Open your heart and open your home. Become an Alabama foster or adoptive family. Call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS and become the change in a child's life.
Sponsored by the Alabama DHR, the ABA, and this station.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. As GM, Waymo, and other companies race to develop fully driverless vehicles, new California state records show these companies are making progress but are still relying on human safety operators to take control of the wheel at times. The California Department of Motor Vehicles released self-reported data from companies with permits to test autonomous vehicles on public roads. A total of 48 companies submitted reports with vehicles traveling a combined more than 2 million test miles in a autonomous mode, quadruple the total a year ago. Cisco Systems dodged significant fallout from the trade fight between the U.S. and China, posting strong growth in sales of its networking gear, even as it raised prices to deal with the spat. Shares rose almost 4% in after-hours trading after Cisco delivered quarterly results and guidance that topped forecasts and said it would return more cash to shareholders. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $54.51 a barrel. And that's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
We're at 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, another cool morning as we get started here, 38 at our studios. So what do you expect for today? And let's talk about the rest of the week and the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to warm up quite a bit. We got the 64 yesterday, but today it's going to be up to 70 degrees. So we're going to rebound from the upper 30s to 70 by mid-afternoon. And the reason for the rapid warm-up today, the wind will be out of the south around 5 to 15 miles per hour. So that makes quite a difference. Now tonight, skies will become mostly cloudy. We'll see a low tonight around 55 degrees. And then for Friday, mostly cloudy. And even warmer tomorrow, up to 75, and there's just a slight chance of a shower. But for the most part, it'll be mostly cloudy. Now, over the weekend, it's going to stay unseasonably warm with 72 on Saturday and 75 on Sunday. Now, Saturday will be mostly cloudy, and we see a few scattered showers around. And then on Sunday, the same thing. Well, partly cloudy, let's call it for Sunday. And just a few scattered showers, but again, some warm temperatures for the weekend. Early next week, the coverage of rain increases. Monday and Tuesday, we're going to see a cold front that's going to stall right across the middle of Alabama and Mississippi. It's going to stay there for several days, and that's going to give us periods of showers for Monday, Tuesday, and even on Wednesday.
It seems like it's been so very rainy this winter, and now just more of it on top of that.
Yeah, and yet we're still below normal so far for the months of for January and February so far is about an inch and a half below normal. The number of days, of course, with some rains, that's probably pretty high. I haven't totaled that up, but this next few days, not today and really, tomorrow should be pretty good, but for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we've got rain in the forecast.
Wait, you just rattled off like 5 days in a row, Dr. Bill. Holy cow. What about severe weather? Just rain, or do you expect severe weather?
Yeah, just rain. Now, next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, when we have a very high probability of rain, we may see some thunderstorms mixed in, and so we'll be looking at that very closely to see if we have any kind of severe weather. But over the weekend, I don't think we need to worry about that. Again, just a few scattered showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. So enjoy the sunshine, I guess, today because it comes to an abrupt end. 6:38, we'll be right back.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintree and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
The University of South Alabama Foundation, the Department of Marine Sciences, and the Dauphin Island Sea Lab invite you to the 21st Weiss Distinguished Lecture Series. Come here and meet Dr. James Cloran, a world-renowned estuarine scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. The program begins at 7 p.m. Tuesday, February 26th at the University of South Alabama Student Center Ballroom. Learn more about our coastal environment at joinacf.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had accident-free conditions and a pretty good start. A little chill in the air, but that's about it for our Valentine's Day. You love the ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Also checking in with light traffic along 98, 31, and 181 over towards the Eastern Shore Center. Host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony, the birthplace of Mardi Gras, downtown Mobile on Royal Street. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these garage balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. And private restrooms are just steps away. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you. Kane 640, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Text line is open at 343-0106. Buddy Chris texted earlier to the text line when I was reading the list of gifts people don't want out of the 2000 surveyed here for Valentine's Day, and it was pink furry handcuffs, I think, number one on the list. And I said, where do you get those? Then I was wondering if you bought them, like, it was like walking up to the register to check out with those. And I said, yeah, where do you get those? And then Chris quickly texted in and said, Spencer's. Of course you knew that, Chris. Of course I will put that duly noted. You know where to get the pink furry handcuffs. All right, 6:40 time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. On this day of love, Valentine's Day, we are applauding the loving gesture students at MGM High School have made to a fallen officer's widow. On Wednesday, students presented Chrissy Tudor, the wife of Mobile Police Officer Sean Tudor, with a $2,000 check. Get this, the students came up with a simple fundraiser all by themselves, and it paid off in a big way. In the Mobile County Public School System, students have to wear uniforms, but students have the option to dress out of uniform for a small donation. Some of the students shared their stories, remembering Officer Tudor at their football and basketball games, and said they just wanted to show support to his wife, Chrissy, as she continues to grieve the loss of her 31-year-old husband killed in the line of duty. Also on Wednesday, Jim Nagy with the Senior Bowl, he presented a signed game ball and a check to the Mobile Police Department at the Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation board meeting, and 100% of that gesture goes to Chrissy Tudor. If you would like more information or you'd like to donate, you can visit the Mobile Law Enforcement Foundation Facebook page. This foundation provides resources and relief to our men and women in blue, and every little bit counts. A national magazine is applauding the state of Alabama and Department of Commerce as Business Facilities Magazine awards its Silver Award for the 2018 Economic Development Deal of the Year to Alabama's Department of Commerce for landing the Mazda Toyota auto plant in Huntsville. So Mazda and Toyota, they announced last January they'd build a joint $1.6 billion manufacturing plant in Huntsville. Two companies broke ground on the project in November. An estimated 10,000 jobs is expected to generate from this joint venture. Vehicles are expected to begin rolling off that line in 2021, and the factory is projected to produce about 300,000 vehicles each year. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A standoff early this morning in West Mobile. An armed man ran into the woods near Schillinger Road and Tanner Williams. The man was taken into custody just before 4 o'clock this morning. A home that stood for 119 years burned to the ground in a matter of minutes. State Fire Marshal is investigating, but the owner believes this was no accident.
The electricity was off, nothing was on, it had been cleaned out. Wasn't no trash in it.
Albert Crane says he believes the fire was set by a former tenant, payback for evicting them. An EMT and a paramedic in Okaloosa County were rushed to the hospital after their ambulance collided with a dump truck. This happened Wednesday on Highway 85 near Plimpton Road in Laurel Hill. Everyone is expected to be okay. Pritchard police are looking for a man they say is likely armed and dangerous. Dante Briggs is wanted for questioning in the death of his uncle. The victim, LaVon Anderson, was shot and killed January 30th on First Avenue. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
1-800-634-2234.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC. Qualifications and rules may apply.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
6:45, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday, and we'll be checking in with Captain Bobby just about an hour from now for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And reminder to get in on that raffle, the raffle by making a donation to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund, and then the raffle gets you in the running for a full day's fishing trip with Captain Bobby. It will give you, number one, the trip, number two, a custom-made fishing rod, a tackle box packed full of the greatest gear, what's catching right now, and plus we'll hook you up with some food and some other goodies in the mix. Check out more details on our website, our Facebook page, or go to ateamfishing.com and check out details there. But make sure to get registered soon and to get in on this raffle we will draw coming up next month. All right, will he or won't he? That's the question. Will President Trump sign the deal for $1.3 billion and move forward with this round one of the wall battle?
As we review the new proposal from Congress, I can promise you this: I will never waver from my sacred duty to defend this nation and its people.
All right. Bipartisan spending bill negotiations may have hit a new snag, too. Just 2 days left here for lawmakers to reach a deal to keep the government open. Negotiations hitting that snag yesterday over a push by Democrats to include back pay for thousands of federal contractors hit by last month's longest ever partial shutdown. Republican Senator Roy Blunt said President Trump would likely refuse to sign any agreement that includes contractor back pay. Now, let's make sure you understand. Contractor back pay would be non-government workers, people that are contracted to the federal government, but not government workers. President Trump indicated yesterday that he could sign a compromise bill to keep the government open, saying, "We'll be getting it and looking for landmines. I don't want to see a shutdown again. A shutdown would be a terrible thing." 1,200 pages in that document to look through. So could there be some landmines and snags in there? Quite possibly. And the head of European aviation manufacturer Airbus, and of course, a big player here in Mobile, guy who was just here recently, Tom Enders, said he's optimistic that Britain and the EU can find a solution for a smooth divorce instead of a chaotic cliff-edge Brexit next month. Tom Enders has threatened to move its UK operations out of Britain. Maybe they're coming here. If there's no deal spelling out future trade relations, France-based Airbus is particularly vulnerable because its airplane parts are made in several countries, including at 25 facilities in Britain. So they've got it there. Could that mean they would move something here to Mobile? We'll wait and hear more on that. Here's Scott Carr from Westwood One with more on the story.
Airbus reported a 29% jump in profits for 2018, despite losses of $1 billion from its sales of the Mammoth A380 passenger jet and A400M military transporter plane. Revenues were up 8%, including from its defense business. They forecast similar, if not higher, profits for this year. Europe's largest aerospace producer now says it will stop making the A380, an engineering marvel that just couldn't keep up with changes in the way people fly. Citing reduced orders for the A380 from major customers, Emirates, and an inability to find other buyers, the company said it would stop deliveries of the jet in 2021. That'll lead to job cuts at Airbus, potentially affecting as many as 3,500 of its 134,000 employees over the next 3 years. I'm Scott Carr.
Pretty interesting. As Airbus is having issues overseas, they're expanding here in South Alabama. 6:50, FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, are you sick and tired of paying high interest rates on your credit cards? Maybe you got some of those balances had risen over the holiday season. We can consolidate multiple credit card payments down to one payment
and get it at a lower rate. Huh, that sounds good, doesn't it? LightStream is a no-brainer then. You can refinance your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. That rate is fixed and it'll never go up. And there are also zero fees to do this. You can apply online. It takes just minutes. It's so easy. You don't even have to leave the house, or the boss didn't watch you. Maybe you can do it there at the office. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream rewards people with good credit with a low interest rate and an easy process. If you want to save even more than that, how about this? Y'all can get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. So visit LightStream.com/Sullivan for more information. 6:50, coming up, we'll check in with Kelly for our headlines, and Dr. Bill's forecast is on the way next.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, occasional showers with highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. We're looking good from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65 and across the Bayway. Coming into the Eastern Shore, no delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 and Rangeline. If you're traveling Schillinger and Three Knots, you've seen some local radar, but nothing out of ordinary. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns. It's warranted for 5 years. They're open Fridays and Saturdays, and they offer sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 38 now, heading for a high today in the 70s and rain back in the mix. Dr. Bill will fill in the details coming up in just a second. Right now, it's headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your business news this morning, it's bankruptcy once again for a popular shoe store chain. Payless is reportedly preparing for its second bankruptcy, which means nearly all of their stores would close their doors. According to Bloomberg, the company is reportedly seeking a loan to get through bankruptcy proceedings while exploring sale or restructuring as an option. If a buyer is not located, then all doors may close here in the U.S. Payless last filed for bankruptcy in 2017, and at the time the chain closed 400 underperforming stores, as they called them, in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, and said more closures were predicted. Little known fact, or maybe you knew this, Payless was founded back in 1956 in Topeka, Kansas. A big congratulations goes out to an award-winning art student from Baldwin County. She attends Gulf Shores High School, and she is getting set to receive a national recognition in the Big Apple. Her name, Liliana Betts. She's a senior, and she won 2 gold keys from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. That is the highest regional award possible in this competition, and it's all thanks to her use of graphite and paper to create extraordinarily detailed portraits, which she says sometimes takes her up to 36 hours to create as she hones in on every minute detail in that portrait. So, well, Betts is scheduled to be recognized at Carnegie Hall in New York City for her 2 winning pieces of work. And coming up in March, that's when Betts will find out if she's a national medalist. We are so proud of you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Good news there. Kelly, thank you. 657 FM Talk 106.5. It is Valentine's Day. Stats out. We like to, you know, do things by the numbers, right? So here's what we're getting here in statistics from the people at PR Newswire. Only 51% of Americans are planning to celebrate Valentine's Day. All right, so just a little over half. Down from 55% last year. I don't know what the drop is, and way down from 2007 when 63% of people said they celebrated Valentine's Day. But spending, though, all-time high. People are saying they're spending an average of $162. Economy must be doing quite well. You're looking at an economic indicator. How about $162 for Valentine's Day spending? All right, so some of the stats on that. We'll talk about that a little more and coming right back after the news.